Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me where he's working hard over at Bernard Building Center in Hale, also a member, though, of the National Wild Turkey Federation Sunrise Chapter, Ron Kolb. How are you today, Ron?
Well, good morning, Kevin.
Yeah, good to have you on the program. I know every year we get the chance to talk because I can't believe it. It's happening Saturday already, the Hunting Heritage Banquet.
Oh, boy. We are having so much fun setting this up this year. You know, turkey season's only about a month away, and this is just kind of a primer, you know, to get ready for that. But we have some awesome stuff this year.
Oh, you do every year. I know my wife and I have been a part of it for quite a few years, and we always have a good time when we come out there. And things stay busy throughout the night, you know, and keep people going. It's always a night of fun. And let's talk about what they're going to find when they come on out there. If they're coming out for the first time, Ron, tell us what's going to be happening on Saturday night.
Well, our banquet is at the East Taos KSC Hall on Newman Street, and the doors open at 5:30.
Yeah.
And, of course, with your ticket, you also receive a one-year membership to the National Wild Turkey Federation, which includes a really informative magazine that they send out. We will have a very nice home-cooked meal that night. The same gal that has cooked for us the last few years is she's promised us turkey and ribs again and the fixings to go with it. She always does just a great job for us.
Boy, that's for sure. No doubt about that.
We will we'll have some games for everybody to play. We even have something for the kids.
Yes.
And we like to get the kids involved. We have some things to give away for them. We have a gun that is strictly going to be given to one of the kids that come that night. We do this every year. It is donated by Cataract Construction, and they are also members of our committee. We will have a live and silent auction, and some of the items that we get on there, I have not seen them anywhere else.
Yes.
It's not like you could go down the street and buy them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of collectibles on there that will increase in value over the years. And in fact, some of the things that we're giving away, home decor, we've got a lot of nice prints, jewelry, there's a little bit of furniture, outdoor-related items. And, in fact, this year we will be giving away more guns than we ever have.
Oh, man. And you guys give away a lot through the course of the evening, so I'm looking forward to it. And, of course, the live and silent auctions. The live auction's always a lot of fun, and the silent auction always got some great items there. And as you mentioned, you know, you got the games that go on, but you got special raffles that go on through the evening, too. It really is just a fun night.
We have something for everybody. Even if you're not a hunter, it's just an enjoyable evening out. And like I say, there's so much going on. The night just flies by for us.
It does.
And we hear nothing but good comments from everybody that attends.
That's right. And now you mentioned the tickets. The ticket gets you the membership for the year. But where do they get the tickets, and how much are they, Ron?
A singles ticket is $50. A couples ticket is $65. And they can call our chairman, who is Ed Lumley.
Mm-hmm.
And his phone number is 989-257-4910. Or he also works here at Bernard's in Hale.
Yeah.
And if somebody wants to come and they're worried about not getting tickets in time, if they just call here and ask for Ed, he can set tickets aside and we'll have them at the door for you, and they can pay when they come. So there's no need to worry about running over here or, you know, setting this up ahead of time. As long as we know how many people are coming, we can take care of them right at the door, and they can pay there.
Terrific. And, of course, the money you guys raise goes right back into this area in terms of, you know, turkey conservation and just conservation in general, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah.
And, you know, the money that we get at our chapter for several years now, we have given away scholarships to high school seniors. And we open this up to any seniors in our county. And once again, this year, we're giving two scholarships away that night. And also, we like to support a local organization that works with the kids, the Iasco County Muzzleloaders.
Mm-hmm.
And these people have donated their time to help these kids. And these kids have actually gone to the Nationals one year to compete, which really speaks well of them and also their instructors. and we like to support them. That's what we're all about, supporting kids and also the outdoor shooting sports, outdoor activities, and conservation in general.
Indeed. The National Wild Turkey Federation Sunrise Chapter banquet coming up this Saturday night at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Newman Street in East Dallas. Doors open at 5:30, and it's going to be a night of fun. And once again, Ron, I'm looking forward to being out there. My wife also. We're looking forward to enjoying another night of fellowship with you and your organization.
And Kevin, you left out a very important part. We have just the best master of ceremonies that we could ever hope to have, and that would be the great Kevin Allen.
Oh, well, hey, I thank you for that. And it's an easy job. I always enjoy doing it because we just have a lot of fun, and I can relax, but be an MC and still relax. I enjoy doing it. And again, we're looking forward to being out there, and we hope a lot of people will come on out and support this good cause.
Very good. And like I say, you know, our money that we get goes right back into the community, and it sure makes everybody on the committee feel good that we're able to support these people.
For sure. Ron Kolb from the National Wild Turkey Federation Sunrise Chapter. Ron, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
And I'd also like to thank WKJC for not only providing our MC, but also all the support they not only give us, but all local organizations.